Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
Backdating for the dead.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Here's a new twist on the scandal over backdating stock options. Cablevision says it gave options to an executive after he died. The company backdated them so it appeared they were issued while he was still alive. That's so his estate could benefit from a better stock price. This came out in an SEC filing. Regulators are looking at dozens of companies that may have handed out backdated options. The scandal at Hewlett-Packard gets thicker every day. Private investigators, fake identities, spying on people. But the company's stock has been sailing along. Until now. That's because for the first time, CEO Mark Hurd has been linked to what happened. Here's Stacey Vanek Smith.
The company's CEO has been largely credited with HP's turnaround. Since Hurd was hired last year, company's stock has jumped nearly 70%. Now internal emails suggest Hurd was in on the scheme. Securities attorney Lance Kimmel says that's making the markets very nervous.
The market can't factor out that if you take away the person who was driving the train during the turnaround, you could well see HP slip back.
Kimmel says Wall Street isn't necessarily overreacting. There's a real chance that Hurd could be forced out.
With the California Attorney General, SEC enforcement, the Department of Justice, and Congress itself looking into these matters, I just don't see how at least one of those groups isn't going to demand the pound of flesh be extracted.
HP is expected to make a statement later today. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Investors are starting to worry about an economic slowdown. The Dow dropped 80 points yesterday, 0.7% to 11,533. The NASDAQ also fell 0.7% to 2,237. The S&P 500 lost 0.5%. Oil is trading today at about $61 a barrel. Here's an idea for your next golf outing. Head on over to China. Wealthier Chinese have really taken to the sport lately. One college plans to start teaching golf. A pretty radical idea in communist China. Jocelyn Ford has more.
China's prestigious Peking University says golf is an important part of modern sport, so it plans to build a driving range. That's got some students up in arms. They think the university should not invest in athletics most students cannot afford. But these days in China, things like golf and tennis are as much of a business asset as a sport. Tennis coach Tom Wong.
Golf and tennis are now very important for business people. They offer contact with customers or colleagues, or even some friends.
According to the Guinness Book of World Records, China is already home to the world's biggest golf club. Mission Hills in southern China has 10 courses and is adding two more. In Beijing, I'm Jocelyn Ford for Marketplace.
Your morning cup of joe at Starbucks is about to cost a little more. The company's boosting prices for the first time in 2 years, 5 cents a cup. Coffee beans are going up by 50 cents. That's the first hike in 9 years. This is Marketplace. From the New York Times, a priest in New Jersey has been offering raffles every year since 2001. The money was supposed to help pay for a new building at St. Joseph Catholic Academy in Washington Township. But instead, authorities say the priest kept the $400,000 for himself. He pled not guilty yesterday. The school closed in the spring, citing a lack of funds. In Houston, a local gun shop owner is running a radio ad telling people to arm themselves against Hurricane Katrina evacuees. Jim Pruitt says he started running the ad after hearing an evacuee interviewed on TV. The evacuee implied that he would have to turn to crime if his government assistance ran out. As many as 120,000 Katrina evacuees are still living in Houston. The gun shop owner says he sells weapons to evacuees as well. The Marketplace Morning Report comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Microsoft Dynamics, business solutions for CRM, supply chain, and financial management. Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics. And by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to 4 customized loan offers, 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. The New Orleans Superdome hosts its first NFL game since Hurricane Katrina Monday night. The Saints play the Atlanta Falcons. The Saints have won their first 2 games thanks in part to their number one draft pick, running back Reggie Bush. Bush is being treated like a saint in New Orleans, but a news report last week claims he was a sinner in college. Business of Sports commentator Diana Nyad is with us. Hi, Diana.
Scott, how are you doing?
Good. So what is Bush accused of doing?
Over his years at USC, Reggie Bush took, purportedly now, this is not proven yet, took about $100,000 in sort of goods and services, a beautiful home rent-free for his parents to live in, clothing, cash. Supposedly his stepfather received $1,000 a month from 2 agents who were courting him so that when he did sign for the pros, they would be his agent.
Now, if the allegations are proven true, what's likely to happen here?
Well, they're talking about taking his Heisman Trophy away. They're talking about the 2004 USC National Championship season being called a bust and having that title actually stripped from USC. I don't know how you feel about this, but they're going to punish the entire team because of one guy's infractions. I personally don't see that happening.
Well, a lot of people are going to say these guys are raking in dough for big-time universities, and they're getting a scholarship, but they have a hard time, you know, making ends meet while they're in college.
You know they do, Scott. I literally have interviewed guys who say they don't have enough money to pay their laundry. They can't get their laundry done as often as they'd like to. They can't go on a date. They just do not have a cent to play with. They can't get a part-time job playing a full-time sport like that, like football. And, you know, they're appreciative of having a great education at a great university and having that scholarship, but it just doesn't leave them any sort of extra cash, and they feel bad for their families. So, yeah, it's been going on for years. It's going to keep going on for years and until the system changes, and it just comes above the table instead of below the table.
Well, do you think the system will change?
Yeah, I really do. You know, it's just ridiculous to have it under the table. And I personally think when all of the beans are, you know, sort of officially spilled on Reggie Bush, and let's say, yeah, he took $100,000 for his family, for a nice suit of clothes to wear to the Heisman Trophy, nobody's going to care. The system will be looked at, but not Reggie Bush himself, especially as, you know, he's performing like such a champ down in New Orleans. He's giving somewhere between 5% and 7% of his gross income to the city of New Orleans and all kinds of Katrina relief. He is insisting that the companies he gets involved with, Adidas and Pepsi-Cola, for instance, give a certain amount of the money he's making to Katrina charities. Just given that alone, and he doesn't do that because he's in trouble at USC, he does it out of the goodness of his heart.
Okay, Diana, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Diana Nyad is our Business of Sports commentator. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
There you are, out on a first date. Good restaurant.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.